We continue our learning. We're in Nedarim Perek Dalid Mishnah Ches. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a case where Reuven was mudar hana from Shimon, and he had nothing to eat. And we said Shimon is able to tell the chenvani, the storekeeper, that listen, Reuven is mudar hana from me, needs food. I don't know what to do. And the chenvani, we said, is able to give mizonos to Reuven. We had some discussion: is this on credit? Is it just given as a gift? But nonetheless, we said then he can come, the chenvani can come and take the money from Shimon. Mishnah here is going to discuss a case where Reuven is mudar hana from Shimon and has nothing to eat, but it's where Reuven and Shimon are alone. Baderech, they're traveling. There is no storekeeper who can help us out, who can help Reuven out. And the Mefarshim debate the following. Rush claims that there's a difference between this case and the previous case. Previous case is where Reuven may have had something to eat. So nonetheless, we allow the chenvani to have to go through this process, and that procedure is going to be acceptable. And when we say ve'ein lo mayochal, which is the previous mishnah, hamuda haname chavero ve'ein lo mayochal holech etzel chenvani, doesn't mean he really has mamish nothing to eat. It just means that he needs something to eat, but he maybe could find food in another way. But our mishnah is where he really has absolutely nothing to eat, and the only way for Reuven to get something to eat is the method we're going to see in the Mishnah. And others claim no, it doesn't matter. Both cases could be where Reuven had absolutely nothing to eat. But either way, says the Mishnah the following: How you mahalchin baderech ve'ein lo mayochal. Reuven was mudahana from Shimon. They're both traveling on the way. Ve'ein lo, and Reuven has nothing to eat. And of course, Shimon wants to give some of his mizonos to Reuven, but Reuven can't get hana from Shimon. So the Mishnah here says, "No sein la'acher l'shum matana." Let if there's someone else with them. So that's the first case. Let's say there's no chenvani who has food, but nonetheless who can provide the food from his own, and then Shimon won't pay him back. Here, we don't have someone with food, but at least there's another person. So what does Shimon do? So Shimon gives, no saying la'acher l'shum matane. Shimon gives the mizonos to this Levi person and says, hey, I'm giving it to you as a gift. V'hala muturba, and Reuven therefore now is able to have hana from that gift that Levi gives him. So this way, he gets the mizonos, and he gets it it's indirectly from Shimon, but it's not a problem. Reuven's not violating the neder. But what about him? They're by themselves on the road, and Reuven has nothing to eat, and Reuven was mudar hana from Shimon. Meniach al hasela al agader. Shimon should put the food on a rock or on the fence for Omer and say, "Hare hein mufkarin l'chol misha yachpots." These are his mafkir them. He declares them ownerless, and anyone who wants to come and take them can be zoche in them. V'hala no tel v'ochel. And says the Tanna Kamma, it's not a problem for Reuven to come and take the mizonos and eat them, because he's not getting hana from Shimon, he's getting hana from Hefker. Rabbi Yossi says that Reuven cannot take these mizonos that Shimon was mafkir, because since there was no other person there to be zocha in the mizonos, it's as if, even though Shimon declares them Hefker, it's as if he's basically giving a matana to Reuven, which is not acceptable. We'll begin the fifth parak, hey, Mishnah Aleph. A little introduction. This introduction is also important for the first Mishnah, in Maseches Bava Basra. In those days, people's homes opened up into a chatzer, into a courtyard. The front yard, you had many houses, many apartments, let's say, and they opened up into a common yard. You have that a little bit today as well. And this courtyard was Mishutefes. It was owned in partnership. Everyone owned not necessarily one particular place. They all used it together in partnership. And people would typically put in that chatzer their tanur, their oven for baking, and the rechayim, the millstone for grinding, and the kiraim, the stove for bishul. And they would raise their chickens there. A lot of that was done. All the cooking, baking was done outside. And we call this chatzer, if it belongs to, let's say, two people, we call it a chatzer hashutfin. And the halacha is really that if you have a chatzer hashutfin, two people who own a common chatzer, each of their homes open up into this front yard, this common courtyard. So each one really has the right to prevent the other one, to be ma'akev the other one, that he does not put a tanur, a rechaim, etc. in the chatzer, because typically the chatzer ideally is supposed to be open for people to go in and out. They have to bring their animal there. They're unloading their packages after they go shopping. There needs to be space for that. So if they're ovens and things like that, the millstone in the way, so it's going to take up space. Nonetheless, Lamaisa, the people were noeg, the Shutfen were mochel one or the other, were mavate one on the other, because everybody wanted to use that area to difficult. You don't want to bake or cook inside the house, very small. This way it's much safer to do it outside, there's a lot more space, and because of the smoke. So they people would mevater one on the other, they weren't makbid one on the other. Now, Chaser HaShutfin, let's say that has a minimum of four amos for each owner of a house, besides a four amos in front of each Pesach. So that means that it's really eight amos per person. So imagine the following. You have two people have their front door. So we assume that the four amos in front of each person's front door, they're facing each other across the chatzer. So that already is, that's their space. That's the four amos to unload right in front of their house. And besides that, there's another four amos per person in the chatzer in front of them. So it's eight amos altogether, 16 amos between one door doorway and the other across the chatzer. That's what we call a chatzer sheyesh badin chalukah. What does it mean, yesh badin chalukah? The potential for splitting that exists. Because the halacha is that each one of the shutvin has the right to demand, I'd like to split up the chatzer. After all, each of us has a significant area of the chatzer for us to use for utility purposes. So therefore, since each of us has, first of all, the four amos in front of each of our doorways, and then another four amos each in the chatzer, so I'd like to split it up. This way it'll be very clear that these four amos of the chatzer are mine, these four amos of the chatzer are yours, and that's it. So they have the right to be toveah, to demand each one in order to divide, instead of having each of them using those eight amos as shutfin. Let's say you have a chatzer she'ein badin chalukah, where besides the four amos in front of each of their front doors, you don't have eight amos, you don't have four amos per person. So then each one does not have the right to demand to split up the chatzer. Of course, what they can do is one person can say, listen, either you sell me your chalek or buy my chalek from me. And in that way, won't be chatzer ashutfin either. You just want to decide who it belongs to. This is discussed at great length in the beginning of Bava Basra. So we're going to discuss here, let's say you have a case where you have a chatzer like this, where ein badin chaluka, and they took a neder, the shutfin took a neder, one on the other, not to get hano one from the other. So how do they utilize this chatzer? Says the Mishnah, hashutafin shenadru hano zemizeh. They have a chatzer mishutefes, and it's ein badin chaluka. So that means besides the four amos in front of each of their front doors, you don't have another four amos each. You don't have eight amos of the chatzer itself. So here, shenadru hano zemizeh, each one took a net and not to get hano one from the other. So asurin likanes lechatzer. So then they're not permitted to enter that chatzer. Why? Because each one is getting hano from drisas haregel b'rishus chaveiro, from trampling, literally, from stepping in the reshus of his friend. Why? Because the entire chatzer belongs to both of them. They can't split it up. It's ein badin chalukah. It's not like four amos and four amos. So you can't walk into any part of the chatzer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, ze nichnas esoch shelo, ze nichnas esoch shelo. He says, no, each one is permitted to go into his area. Now, his area, what do you mean his area? Ein badin chalukah. We said it's less than four amos each. So the answer is, each one of the shutun is able to use the entire chatzer. Why is that so? Because of the concept of brera. Yesh brera, we could say that each one of the shutim, each one of the partners, when he's using the chazik, say, you know what, I'm using my chalek. This is my chalek, this is not your chalek. Each time he uses it, he can make that claim. Yesh brera, we can say there's retroactive clarification that the area that I was working on indeed was mine. Who's to say that it wasn't? So that's Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov's opinion against the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Ushneya masurim lo. But neither of them is able to, when they mudar hana, to put a millstone or an oven or to raise chickens there. Why? Because, as we said in the introduction, min hadin, shutim really have the right to be ma'akev one another on these issues. And certainly here, if we're not going to be ma'akev one on the other, since that's what the halacha really generally allows them to do, so not being ma'akev on them, being mevater one on the other, as people typically do, do is giving hano one to the other. What about haya echad mehem mudah hana mechavero? One, only one of them made a neder. He's mudah hana, he's not getting benefit from the friend, but the other one did not take such a neder. So lo yikanes lechatzer. The mudah hana, the one who took the neder that he's not permitted to get hana, so he is not allowed to enter the chatzer, as we explained in the reisha. But the other one is not a problem. Rebbe Eliezer and Yaakov, no, even the mudah hana can enter the chatzir because yachol hu lomar lo soch shalei anich nechnas. Veini nechnas, the soch shalcha, I'm entering my area. And I'm not entering yours. So we have the, as we explained earlier, yesh bereira. Then the Mishnah concludes, v'kofin es hanoder limkor es chelko. If someone is mudhana from his friend because of a neder that he took on his own, I'm not getting hana from you. I'm angry at you. I'm not getting, Reuven says, Shimon, I'm not getting hana from you. So that, not because Shimon took a neder konam that I'm not allowing Reuven to get hana from me. It was Reuven who took the neder. So that's the case. Kofin es hanoder, the halacha is that we force this Reuven who took this neder upon himself, I'm not getting enough from Shimon, to sell his chelek in this chatzir to his friend. Remember, this is a chatzir she'en badin chalukah. And we said that one can force the other one to sell. In this case, we force him to do so. Why? Because since Shimon has the right to enter the chatzir and use it, we're afraid, which he does, because Shimon has no problem, there's no neder on Shimon. We're afraid that if Shimon enters, then Reuven is going to do the same thing and violate his neder. That's why if Reuven is the one who took the neder, so we tell him, yeah, we force him to sell. But let's say Shimon was the one who took the neder that Reuven can't get hana, so they're not going to force Reuven to sell his chelek. He's an honest. He didn't take the neder. And if we allow, when we say such a thing, then any shutaf, any partner is going to be my dearest friend. Oh, you can't get out from me. So that his friend is forced to sell his chelek. Obviously, that's something that we would not require.